to Roses and Brosifs, a bachelor slash bachelorette slash upcoming Bachelor in Paradise affiliated or semi-affiliated podcast. I'm your host, and I'm back here with my husband, Wyatt. Say hello.
Hello.
We have some house announcements. The cast of Bachelor in Paradise has been released. We will go over those names at the end because I know more than the main six that they showed, so that might be a little spoiler warning for you. We'll remind you again. In our personal lives, we are finally doing the big move, so that's been fun. And then after this, we're going to go see a movie. So things are going great, and let's just talk about this shit show that was an episode.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, I'm pretty sure all of you have heard the news about Jed, speaking of shit show, not just what Luke caused, but apparently Jed had a girlfriend before going on to the show, and told her that he would make it to the top for ratings or fame or whatever. Wyatt, do you think that if Hannah found this out now, she would, and like if she picked him, do you think, just based on her behavior, that this would deter her from being with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's giving her a lot of benefit of the doubt because, as we saw from this episode, she's not very good at making big girl decisions.
No, in any way whatsoever.
No. So, to get back to the other catastrophe, we definitely know that Luke's behavior was multiple red flags in this episode, which we will get to. And speaking of that, we continue with the one-on-one they were on last week, and Hannah finally tells Luke she can't give him the rose. And at this point, are you thinking he's gonna go home?
I really would fucking love that so much. That guy is so oblivious to everything that he does or what he says.
I feel like all of America agrees with that, and if the Bachelor America streams internationally, pretty sure we're not alone. He is the worst. He is like the boil or tumor of the house, and it's very annoying. So he's naturally confused because he's a psychopath and he doesn't understand how he could possibly be wrong. Hannah states that it took her raising her voice to get any emotions out of him. She had a terrible date with him. She says that even, you know, the night portion of their date was not what she wanted. And Luke says that he was frustrated too. And what do you think he could possibly be frustrated about?
Probably because she's not just falling in love with him like he wishes. I mean, like, this is the same guy that was like, I'm falling in love with you. Like,
yeah, week two.
Was it week two?
It was week two, yeah.
It was week two, yeah. That was ridiculous.
What kind of girl do you think dates Luke P in the real world?
Probably ditzy bitches. Probably ditzy bitches, yeah. That want a free ride.
They want a free ride. They usually, like, yeah, they're used to getting everything they want and have, like, probably multiple sugar daddies. I don't know. Something problematic. Okay. So, they established that the date was not good. Luke doesn't understand. Hannah is still explaining this. Even, you know, as she's getting ready to send him home, she's still explaining this, and he pleads with her to think about everything they talked about and everything since day one. And we're like, what have they talked about? They've just gone in circles in every single conversation that they've had. It's very frustrating. And Hannah reminds him that she is literally aware of this and why that's why they're in the situation that they are in. And he admits that it's his fault. He takes full ownership, but he also says, let's move on. So you can tell he's just telling her what she wants to hear.
Well, yeah, he had to pray about it.
Yeah, he did. He had to supposedly pray about that. Okay. So she tells him she's sending him home, and we're like, yes, what a great start to this episode. And the key words, and I just want you to respect that. Now, from past episodes, Luke has proven that he doesn't know what respect is. He didn't listen to that song. He probably didn't know how to spell it.
No.
He's terrible. So Hannah looks really happy to say goodbye to him. She doesn't even kiss him. They hug. She doesn't walk him out. And a van is waiting for him. And we're like, this might be a little too easy. Like, something is going on here. So Luke is still shocked. He's still confused. He really has no right or room to be, unless he's just that stupid. He said it never crossed his mind that he was going to go home. We find out that he's an import-export manager from Atlanta. Do you know what that is? What is that?
I mean, I'm not really exactly knowledgeable in that, but I'm just guessing it's like overseeing like stuff being shipped in and out.
Probably, yeah.
A harbor.
So then he walks away, like, we don't see the van anymore, and he goes on this long-ass walk into this dark forest. We're like, where is he going to? Then he walks all the way around back to the house. Like, go the fuck home at this point, because she told you to respect her decision. Like, just right over his head. So, Hannah is actually surprised to see him. She's like, what are you doing? And he puts on these theatrics. He steps away from her to scream at her. It wasn't even really yelling. It was more just like loud talking. Like trying to be emotional, but he doesn't know how to do that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you can. His dad probably told him not to cry when he was little. Like, don't cry. That's for girls or something.
Very maybe, I don't know, but
he's like closed off to showing real emotions.
Cry whenever you mean to cry. Don't hold back your cries. Yeah. Whenever they're actually truthful. But at the same time, don't be a crybaby.
Yeah, don't be a crybaby. I just don't think he has the capacity to even be vulnerable like that. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so he just continues gaslighting her, making it seem like both of them are the issue. Hannah is doing that thing where she puts her head in her hand. I used to do this when I was 7, and my mom would be like talking to people at the grocery store too long, and I wanted to go. So I totally get that. He just reminds her of the same scripts that he's been practicing in his head, says he wants to marry her. She somehow hasn't like re-kicked him out, and I'm disappointed in this. I'm like, what? How little conviction and self-respect can you have to just let someone walk all over? Like, and no, this hasn't really happened before, where they could just come back and then be let back in under an ultimatum. And then she has the balls to be mad at the guys for being mad at her.
Well, this is the part which confuses me, because this is like, is this the manufactured part? Because this is pretty, it doesn't seem logical in any way whatsoever. So, but of course, these people are illogical.
Well, what happens in these situations is, if he wants to come back, he's allowed to talk to the producers, and the problem is they have to let Hannah have that final say. Because even in the last season, like, the guy, Colton, he had 3 girls left, and one, the only one he wanted to be with went home. But the producers let him see her before she flew off, and I think that was fucked up, because she wanted to go. Like, she was like, yay, I'm gonna go see my family, I'm going back to Huntington Beach, I'm so excited. And then he, like, kind of, like, forced her, well, not really, I mean, she could have said no if she didn't want to be in the relationship, but, like, she would have been seen as, like, the villain. So, yeah, the producers, they're not forcing Hannah to keep him. Like, at this point, she's not very bright about this. And I don't blame the guys for being mad at her. Because, like, honestly, when I was younger and I found out someone dated someone that was, like, not really a quality person, I was disappointed in their character for, like, tolerating that. So all these guys are just feeling collective anal clench and disappointment in Hannah for tolerating this piece of shit guy.
Yeah.
It's really pathetic. We see more Grand Hotel promotions. I feel like we saw more Grand Hotel promotion than actual
show.
They're
pushing the fuck out of that.
They're pushing the shit out of this show. It's not gonna happen. You guys tell us how it is. So, we get to the house, of course, all the guys are sitting around having their girl chat, they're talking, they're, you know, giggling, not really giggling, but they're hoping they don't see Luke again, of course.
What do you think they could be talking about? That's pretty much what they usually say.
Yeah, what do you think they're thinking about? Oh, do you think she likes him? Oh, how's my hair? they go through those things. And then at this point, I see so many guys in the room that she doesn't even have a connection with. Like, I feel like if she sent home everybody but Peter, Tyler, or Jed, like, we could just finish this and be done with it. So Luke, of course, comes in. He admits what Hannah told him. He says he didn't get a rose, but he's still there. I'm just, again, I don't even know what to say about Hannah right now. Like, I did have respect for her at the beginning of the season, and now it's just becoming zero. They chip in, and then we, I don't know, like, nothing happens after this rose ceremony. So the rose ceremony comes up, and you mentioned that Luke P. constantly does look like he just did himself. Like, yes, he really does.
Yeah.
It's very, very sad. So
he looks like he's looking for the door to go change his pants. Like, every single fucking minute they put the camera on him, he's just like,
yes.
Oh, no.
He's got to change his
papers. Having an existential crisis in his eyes. Like, I can see he's like, who am I? Was I even born? Is this world real?
Is this the real life? He's awful.
Exactly.
Hannah comes in with this Texan-ass sequined blazer and a long white gown with a high slit. She gives a speech, says she feels enlightened, but she wants them to talk more to her. Some of the guys have literally already been vulnerable with her. That's the problem. We've seen Mike be vulnerable with her, Peter. We've seen Tyler be vulnerable with her about what happened with his father. Like, a lot of these guys are doing that, so she's just, oh gosh, it makes my stomach upset sometimes. Just the lack of common sense. So she cheers to continuing their relationships and being comfortable sharing the uncomfortable. Why do you think she's keeping Luke? Like, I don't get it.
I mean, unless she's completely fooling everybody.
She's not that self-aware.
Yeah, she's playing, like, this crazy long game where she's using Luke P as leverage because everybody hates him.
Yeah.
So if everybody hates him, they're going to band together and, like, work together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's less infighting, except for everybody's focused on Luke P.
Yes.
So, but that's like some Game of Thrones long game shit, like. And I just don't think she's clever. Don't think she's clever enough to fucking be pulling that
shit.
She's
not like Daenerys clever. Not by any means.
No.
You know that the guy in the short guy in the beige jacket looks like the class snitch, and I agree. I don't remember his name. It's not important.
That dude is a fucking, narc.
Hannah pulls away a guy whose name I still don't know. I think he goes home. he asks about the one-on-one and tells Hannah that he told... Oh, I think this was Garrett. Told Luke not to bring up any names. So she just tells all the guys that she wants to talk about vulnerable stuff, but they still can't drop the Luke P thing. Like, wouldn't you, with common sense, realize, hey, I should probably be the one guy who doesn't talk about Luke to her? Like, I should be that one guy, because everyone else is gonna do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I personally be like, that's gonna resolve itself. Like, don't bother your mind with that shit.
Yeah. And then they get interrupted by Connor, and then you ask why they can be interrupted. Well, part of the production, since there's so many people, crowd control is only possible with the producers. So, like, each contestant has a handler, or each group of them have a specific handler. And it might be a ratio of, 1-to-1, or, 1-to-3-to-4 contestants. But they will then be like, okay, you can go in. And, whatever happens once they send you in, that's you to figure out. Mm-hmm. Whether you can convince the person to let you interrupt or they don't, that's between you after they send you in. So that's why they're allowed to interrupt.
Okay.
So Hannah hears the men confronting Luke while she's talking to Connor. He's pissed because, the last time he hung out with her, she went to the hospital and they had to, hang out in her hotel room or something. And then now his time is being interrupted. And then we notice Luke has on this plum crosshatch jacket with blue accents. And we like the suit, but the fact that it's on Luke just takes away from the attractiveness of it. This is like watching children argue in a playroom about who ate the last candy or who had the toy first. Hannah's just exuding frustration in the corner. Like, she's shaking. Eventually just chugs more of her champagne or wine. you said that one of the guys should just start smoking and, like, just lay back and, like, blowing the smoke out of the corner of their mouth while this is going on. Oh, yeah, while
shaking
on.
Their head, doing that classic, like,
wah, 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 wah.
And, like, doing that, like, I just can't, I don't know what to...
Yeah.
Like a frustrated dad.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Speaking, yeah, one of these dads goes home.
Yeah.
Hannah comes in and she's just like, stop. And she's red and she's frustrated about the infighting. We get another commercial. And then once we get back, Luke and Garrett go back and forth. The guy in the black and gray two-piece says all he thinks about when talking to Hannah is Hannah. And, like, who is this? We don't know his name. You said he looked like Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just cracking a joke. I was like, cause he's, like, so fucking smooth.
Yeah, he was trying too hard. He had, like, the slicked down, like, hair thing and then the... Like, the Miami style, just, like, the black shirt. It wasn't, I don't know, he
Turns
went
out
home.
Turns out he was, like, a talent manager or something like
talent
that.
Talent manager,
which
yeah.
Which is, like, that sounds like a greaseball, like, like, title for, like, hey, come in the casting couch.
The client's got extra for you if you put out.
I'm a talent manager.
I can make you famous, yeah.
Make you famous, baby.
Yep. And Hannah's just tired of it. We're tired of it. The guys are exhausting us with this fucking drama. Luke is just standing there with his mouth open, and I wonder how many spiders and bugs have crawled into it without him noticing. It's 12. Peter brings up the fact that, quote-unquote, this sucks, and I agree. This does suck. We're just listening
to
the guys.
So eloquent.
So eloquent.
This sucks.
We're just listening to the guys argue. And at one moment we see, I think his name is Grant, but we're like, is that Hannah's dad? Like, he's like younger than, I don't know. He's not doing that hot right now.
He looks
like an old man. Hannah says so frustrated about 12 to 15 times. There's a lot that could have been done to solve this. So, like, I personally just would have told all of them, like, hey, if you guys can't get your shit together, like, we're not doing this. You guys are all on probation.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have freaked myself out about it because, like, they are obviously having some problems. They're constantly cooped up with each other.
Well, yeah, you know? They got fucking cabin fever.
They have cabin fever. They don't even have books or technology. And she's being a child along with them.
I don't know if any of them know how to draw.
No.
So I don't know what the hell they're
probably
doing for entertainment
not.
Besides, like, taking turns jacking off in the bathroom.
And... Yeah, if I were on this show, I think my only thing, I would just be drawing and, like, working out in the house. And, I don't know, my shtick would be, like, the jujitsu person, and they would, like, make one of the group dates, like, a fight thing, and that would be fun. But other than that, I'd just be like, this sucks. This is stupid. Yeah. The drama's not advancing any of the relationships. Then Chris has to, like, console Hannah after a while, and he is stirring the pot on high. Like, this pot is bubbling, it is at a high rolling boil, and he is just letting the crawfish cook. Like, he's stirring this pot.
Oh, yeah, he is sowing seeds of, like... of, like, distrust / like, questioning one's judgment.
With his sketchy wrinkled brow and, like, his fake sympathy.
Oh, that thing
sympathy.
Was furrowed.
Yes.
/ like, I don't know what. It looks like he's, like, constantly surprised, but he's, like, kind of that face that's like, trust me. Trust me on this.
And he justifies the guy's behavior because they're, quote-unquote, so into her, but I don't think that's okay. Like, no. I wouldn't tell my daughter, like, hey, that guy's just psycho because he's into you, sweetie. I would be like, you need to get the fuck away from him. And if he comes near you, like, it's okay to hurt him. Like, I would not be spreading the message that this behavior is okay. Because this actually appeals to Hannah. Like, she's like... young and kind of inexperienced and doesn't know, like, what is a red flag and what to not accept versus, like, what's gonna be good for her. Because the guys that are good for her are not getting time with her, and she's wasting it with... I don't even know why I'm trying to analyze that. It's just... it's too much. So, we finally just get to the rose ceremony. She is eyeballing the guys like she wants to stab some of them. She doesn't even give a speech. She just starts calling out names. So we get Connor, Tyler, Dustin, he hasn't done anything. Peter, Dylan, Garrett, and Luke. So weird ass Kevin's going home. Her dad is going home. I think that's Grant. He had the hot dog. That's right. He had the hot dog in the gray suit with no tie on the first episode. He had a hot dog and just a jar of mustard with him. That's the guy I was telling you about.
Oh, cool.
So good for him. Yeah, but he's so much of a dad, but not like not in a hot dad way. So then Chris Harrison comes back just to check on the pot that he's been stirring by reminding them, you know, of the stakes here and everything. Devin goes home, the one who felt the need to speak up on the couch, who we haven't seen anything from. He wants to know why he went home.
I still don't know who that is.
We still don't know who he is, so we're wondering why he's wondering why he went home. Grant, unemployed, 30, going on 42, gives her a very weird hug. Like, this hug was disturbing. It was too much. Gross. We're not surprised that Kevin's going home. He's got that weird, like, might be a stripper, might not be, but, like, douchey on top of that vibe.
Yeah.
Hannah does a goodbye without a toast. Peter says he hopes she doesn't walk away from all of us. Peter's like that kid that they put in the movies to make everyone sad. Like, he's like, the please, can I have some old please? Like, that's what Peter reminds me of.
I don't know. He kind of reminds me of the guys like, that's that just that one fucking friend that's like, well, this sucks, guys. And everybody's just like, shut the fuck up,
what
Peter.
What are we gonna like, do? There's no more Bud Light. Yeah, that's him.
Shut the fuck up, Peter.
Shut the fuck up. So Hannah talks to Chris about...
He's the punching bag, that's what I
mean. He is. Oh, yeah. I could see him getting stepped on a lot. Hannah's talking to Chris about the men not being ready to know exactly who she is yet. And we're like, what are you hiding? Like, we're wondering where this dimension is that they're missing out on. Because we're not getting it yet, either. We know she likes to roar and do pageants.
Yeah.
Anything else, dude? Can you think
of what
she likes to do?
Way at the later end of the, like, it's like the credits or something like that. Yeah. She was like chasing pigeons.
Yes, that's pretty much it. Yeah. So, yeah, Hannah's just, like, she feels weighted down.
I've only watched so many, like two episodes of this so far. And so far, it's like, this girl has zero talent.
Yeah. Like, no, and you know what's funny?
She doesn't have those any two episodes, except for pageants.
Basically, like, the first two episodes, so all you saw in that is all you need to see. That's literally wow. It. Wow. Literally it. Oh, we come back, they're in Latvia.
Fuck.
Hannah's giving up on her chances. And then this is the part of the episode that really everyone was triggered by. We could have been watering our plants or like unpacking or playing with the cat or anything, except for watching a recap of this episode. It's kind of like they were like, you know what, people podcast this show anyway, we're gonna beat them to it by not only recapping halfway into the season, but we're gonna recap this whole fucking episode. Up yeah. Until us sitting in this chair yeah. On some, what's that movie with the time travel? The one that we recently watched? Either way, it was like some sci-fi shit. Yeah, I think so. It was some sci-fi bullshit where they're like, just in case you forgot what happened 2 minutes ago, Luke's still being an asshole.
Yeah.
And that, I just hit the mic, sorry. Drop the mic. And yeah, we get this recap. It's silly. Hannah is very nonchalant about the problems with Luke, let alone the physical assault that Luke committed on Luke S. when he kneed him in the head. And then Chris just like recaps the Luke feud. We finally get a sneak peek of what's gonna happen. Hannah's back in Luke. The guys get their fantasy suites. We don't have previews of, like, hometowns or anything yet, but then they show the final episode, someone's ready to propose suddenly, Luke grills Hannah about who she's had sex with, she's like, yeah, I've had sex, Jesus still loves me.
That was great.
That was pretty intense. That should be on a shirt. That's probably a shirt already. Like, dead ass.
Yes, I've had sex and Jesus still loves me.
With the ichthus on the back. Fuck. So, alright, so now we get to, you know what, this was just a mess. It was not fun. It was stressful the whole time. Nobody made any genuine connections. That it is what it is. This is why we're here. To just break it down for you guys.
A lot of pot stirring.
Just Chris Harrison with his mittens on and his chef hat just stirring with that big ass wooden spoon.
Hoping those ratings jump up.
Hoping. Okay, so this is the part
where...
I gotta
get paid, motherfucker.
He earns his keep every episode. They're like, Chris, just go be petty for 2 seconds. So this is the part where, a little spoiler warning, we're gonna talk about pretty much everyone who's going on Bachelor in Paradise. So if you're not interested in finding that out, because it actually does let you know who goes home this season, you should just turn this off now. So it was cool hanging out with you. We'll see you next week. Bye. Okay, so if you're here for the Bachelor in Paradise names, they try to hold them all hostage, but I dug around. I know who's going on. So, Hannah G, of course. Blake, who apparently has a shit show between... And this is another... seriously. Spoiler about Blake in Bachelor in Paradise. You can turn it off now if you don't care about that either. Alright, I warned you. So... Blake apparently fucks Kaylin and Christina, who was on the other season. He hangs out with Hannah, and he hangs out with Tayshia. So 4 of the girls that are going on Bachelor in Paradise, he hung out with in the span of 4 days. Isn't that insane to you? Back to back.
That's some plain shit. That's playing the field right there.
That's sure. Disgusting.
That's pretty...
That's bad.
It's pretty ambitious.
It blows up in his face. And then we get...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you juggle that many.
And then we have Clay, who wasn't on Bachelor in Paradise before, but he was on Becca's season. He dated Angela from the last season of Bachelor in Paradise. He's nice, but he's, like, too nice. I think he's gonna get stepped on. We have Demi, who apparently, another spoiler alert, is bisexual, and her girlfriend joins her in Paradise. Okay. We have Cam, who...
Interesting.
Cam, who I know... Cam has to go home. Like, if we did a Bachelor in Paradise Fantasy League, I would put all my money on Cam going home the first night he's there. Tayshia, who was one of the top 3 from Colton's season. Derek Peth is... he was on JoJo's season, and he was on the last season. He got engaged to Taylor, who was from Nick's season. And I really liked them together, but they didn't work out. And, like, Derek's a grown-ass man, but, like, damn, he's... I'm just kind of bummed that he couldn't find, like, a normal person off the show. But you know what? The exposure, I say go for it. I'm not the boss. I just, like... Derek's one of the few that actually has, like, a legitimate career and interests outside of this show. So it's interesting to see him come back to it. That's a compliment to him. Kaylin, who was on Colton's season. Chris Bukowski, who's been on this show for, like, 8 goddamn years. Anyeka, she's gonna go home probably the first day she's there. We have Connor... The mannequin Connor, the one we don't like. Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole's from Colton's season. She was famous for crying a lot. John Paul Jones.
The fighter?
Of course. No, not... what? John Paul Jones? What fighter?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking John Jones.
Okay, gotcha. Dylan. Eh. Katie. Yeah. Jordan Kimball, who was on Becca's season. And was famous for getting engaged to Jenna, who had a sugar daddy and was using Jordan. So he's back, of course. Kevin. Ducklip Kevin from this episode. We have Bibiana, who was on the... Oh, gosh, I think it was Ari's season, and then Bachelor in Paradise, and then Bachelor Winter Games. And she is back for the 4th time, which I never think is a good move. I feel like your career trajectory on The Bachelor or Bachelorette should be a season, 1 season of Bachelor in Paradise, and then we should not have to see you again unless it's on Dancing with the Stars or E-Television. This is too much. Christina is back. We don't really understand why after all the drama that Dean put her through on the last season of Bachelor in Paradise. So that's a hot mess. And then she's involved with drama with Blake this time. It's too much. Annalise, so when you see this, Annalise is probably gonna bother you the most. She is like a stage, if we did 1 to 5, she's a stage 85 clinger. She tells people she loves them after like the first date. Ooh. She got like super attached and addicted to this one guy from the last season, and it's just really, really, really bad. Then Jane, I don't know who that is. We have Wills. He has, like, weird fashion. I don't think he'll stay very long. And then Christian Estrada, who I have no clue who that is. Jen Saviano from Ben's season. I was, like, 10 years younger when that season came out, and I still remember her name, so that's a interesting one. And then Sydney, and then I don't know who else will be there. I guess we'll find out as Hannah's seasons go on. But, yeah, that's basically it. So, sorry if that was long-winded. We just had to kind of wrap up the debauchery of the behavior that went on in this episode with these men children. What are you the most disappointed in out of this whole episode?
That I'm watching this show.
That's true, but it's only 2 hours out of the week.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. Let's see here. I think the most disappointing thing is that Hannah seems to be blind to dumb motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I will say one thing, though.
That's the way shit is.
I think by you listening, you're doing the fans a service, because we really like to hear what guys think about this show, because the show is kind of fucked up when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, sure. People really like to hear what self-aware men think about these problematic men, because it does show them, like, oh, like, sensible guys are very much out there. Like, I shouldn't give up hope yet. So, you're doing a service, so thank you for your patience. No All right. Problems, right. Well, do you have any closing remarks? I think we are good.
Nope, just let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. All right, well, thank you for joining us, and we will likely be back next week. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Bark. Spizzing on these hoes.